can. Yesterday, we were discussing Shittas Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi learns that Rashi learns that he broke the barrel Nam Shukdei and he has to pay five because on the Shukdei it's going to be worth five. So we had a discussion, Rashi, why does she have to pay five? Now it's only worth four. That was the big problem of Rashi. So yesterday we were discussing the Mahaloch of the Ktzais. Mahaloch of the Ktzais. That's Medin Garel Mammon, Medin Garmi. Cheshbain is why. Why you should have to pay five, even though right now it's worth four, because it will be worth five. It will be worth five. Either because of the man dami girl mom kamama dami, or if not, he called your man. And we say, Chaim din rami, because I was mafsid you the ability to sell it at five. I broke your barrel. And if they give back the pay before the MSO, fine, but they pay you after the MSO. Then I was mafsid you to five, so may I have to pay you to five. Yesterday, however, we were medayik in Rashi, maybe not like that, because Rashi said, Rashi, Lashon Rashi, what? You have a gaboy, the yom of the shukah, hey, have a shavah. Rashi doesn't discuss that if it would have been around in the yom of the shukah, I would have sold it, I would have gotten five. Hey, have a shavah. Rashi now is discussing objectively the value of the barrel in the Yom the Shukah. So in yesterday we put in the Chaznish, it said that there's two shumas, the shuma for now, the shuma for later. We had a problem with that. That has that shtim with the sugi before. That the way we learned the brash in the sugi before, the whole tushtel to Shamma Beis Sab, Oysa Sad is Hagufa, that when there's two ways of looking at something, the Pasuk tells me that you go Beis Sab, Oysa Sad, it tells me that you always look at the, you always favor the Mazik in the Shumas. So over here, if this Taka two Shumas, then you should go with the Shuma of now, not the Shuma of later. That's a Sikkum, I guess, I think, of everything, of basically isn't it what we said in this Nekuda in Rashi? Oh. So since yesterday, so two things was this Chadash. First of all, I saw a stipler. The stipler is a stipler over here, but it's also a stipler over Kama Simon Hay. The stipler over here goes what we discussed yesterday. He goes with the Mahalafer of Tzais, that was handling the Ingrami, and he's Mephalpel. How does it work with the sugi before, etc.? Another point, Doc, we had a problem we had yesterday also. If we're going to the tzai, din negarmi, then the chayra, you should have din negarmi in the sugi above. By the case of chavitza de tamri, there also you should be chayiv al garmi, and it shouldn't help you that shaman beisa because if the chiv is al garmi, that I could have sold it for 50. So then, what is it? When it's a question of two shumas, I look at it or unit of 50. I look at it 50 separate tamarim. Okay, then you say shum beisa. You look at it as one unit. But feel mahalach ktsayis, we had problems. Feel mahalach ktsayis, they're hamli din de garmi in our sugya, because in the end, my shuk, it's going to be worth five. So I mean, mafsid you the ability or what you could have sold it for five. So I'm gain the chayir on top and the sugya on top also by the chavitz also ma'isa by me destroying your barrel or stealing your barrel of the. Of the date, then also, safe, it should be a problem of garmi. or Garel Mom, there's a problem with Garmi, that I'm causing an hefsid. And it doesn't help to say that, oh, we can look at it that it's one unit. The Maisa, Saif Kasaif, that's when the Shail two Shumas. You can look at it this way, look at it that way. When the Shail is Pashat Garmi, there's a Mazik here called Garmi or Grama. If there's no difference between Garmi and Grama, then Pshat is, so I'm Chayim al Garmi. So what does it help you to say, no, I'm looking at this, looking at that way? So there's a Garmi over here. So how does that, so then the Chayim, the Fidu Ktsais, it's a Pella that Rashi before. The Ktsais tells me that Nara Sugi, because in the Yom HaShuk, you can sell it for five. So there's a Garmi, there's a Din Garmi over here that's Mechayiv you. Then the Chayim, who are them? At a case of Chayitza the Chamra, had you not stolen from me, I could have made 50. And so therefore, there's Din Garmi. If there's Din Garmi, that's a Din Mazik. Din Garmi is a Din Mazik. The Din Mazik means a Din Mazik on 50. So what does it help you? Sasham and Beis Sub, Ais and Sub, there's a Din Mazik here. That was the problem we have with the Ktsais. That's the problem we left off. That's him with the good size. The Stipler in Simon Hay in Baba Kama said, has a different connection, Rashi, and he wants a taina. This actually might help us in the Hemshech Lesugi as well, discussing with Abraham today. Stipler says, Yeshlem, the Shiddah is Rashi the Ime. Mishum de shezel domov, the machmas yukadil kamei nechshav achshav shavius hachavisa de chamra chamisha dinari dinner. But loy mitin garim lamamenu el kach shav hachavisa achshav legabe chemveni hazeh ma'aka sheyochel lahasig ba'adoi chamisha biyayim de shuka. Since this chemveni, and it could be stafka chemveni. Yeah, by chemveni, how do we look at by chemveni? What is the value? What is the value of whatever it is that he's selling? In this case, the wine. The value of the wine is kafi the yam and the shulka, because that's when he sells it. So by him, that is the shuma. That is the only one shuma by chemveni. So in the Chaznish said there's two shumas, we had a problem, so it goes to Gola Kula like Shomim Beis Abay Sada. Zof this type of name, by a chenveni, there is one shuma. Because since the chenveni, that's what he does, he sells it then. That's what it's aiming for. That is what he's all about. He's his chenveni. He buys stuff to sell. That's what it is. So that, by him, that's what this ointment for. This is what it is. That is the price. There's only one price. That's the knach over here. That's the beauty of his type over here. There's just one price. Mela, it's gemalda because there's no kashrut in the sugi before. In the sugi before, there's two ways of looking at it. I have a barrel of 50 dates. Yeah? Stuck together. Is it one unit of 50 or is it 50 separate dates? Okay, after the pasuk tells me shaman beisur by his sada, did he go the kula? But if he is up the stipler, he doesn't speak out those halachas. Yeah, so up the stipler, nay, over here is just one shuma. By chemveni, there's one shuma, the shuma of the shuk. That's the chemveni. That is the shuma. That is the value now. So mez Rashi, since I could sell it then, mela. Like that's the value. Yeah. And
because he's not a chemveni, but he wants to sell 50
individual
ones.
He's not a chemveni. No, see, over there is two ways looking at it, right? Over there, there's a unit of 50, right? The price of a unit of 50, if we look at it as one unit, even if you sell it as one unit, you sell 49. There's two ways of looking at it.
Even though he wouldn't sell it that way. Okay.
But there's two ways of looking at this thing. First of all, it could be he's not a chemveni. Second of all, it could be he's not a chemveni. You can just say simple. Okay. But he's not a chemveni. Yeah. Here's a chemveni. And even over there, it could be there's two ways of selling it. I mean, you can sell it wholesale, you can sell retail. So, over there is, I mean, so there, maybe, first of all, simply you can say there's not a company. I don't have to go more. But it could be if you want to go weiter, maybe you could even
well, he says,
now.
Well,
it
says they
want to
sell 1-1.
Seder, so the fact that you want to sell 1-1 doesn't make a difference. That's irrelevant, but there's two ways of looking at it. That's the pasuk telling you. Shaman be'esa, ba'ez asada. The fact that you that's your plan. I don't care what your plans are. It doesn't interest me your plans. Shaila is, what is the bad term?
Sefer's not going
with Rami? With
who?
No. By us, he goes very much with the Tzaddik, Garmin, he's mafalpa back and forth. Difference between Mazik and Gagandam, he's very busy. But over there in Baba Kama, he says, no, not do Garmin Mama, now get Tzaddik. He just said, Nupshan Rashi. Rashi's going, because by Chabani, that's the Shuma. That is the Shuma. That's it. Yeah?
Isn't there also, Kwan doesn't say that by. The value of the barrel is also two different values. It's the value if he puts a tap on it and sells it pritzah by pritzah.
That's just a technicality. I was going to say, you have to be menaka that. You need to do that. That's the only way to sell it. It only has the value because you're going to sell it. So maybe, what's the value? Because I'm going to sell it, right? But there's expenses. There's expenses. So okay, so we have to menaka the expenses. You don't have to pay him. All the expenses go into the price, yeah? The expenses go into the price. You don't say, oh, you would have said, to get five, he has expenses, so you have to take off the expenses.
But surely there's the benefit, we're talking about a case of the show where he sells the principal printer, should there be a different value if he sold the whole barrel?
But that's not what it's for. That's not what it's aiming for. That's not what it's aiming for. By Chemini, that's not what it's aiming for. I said it could be simply before you can say it's not a company, and or you could say maybe it's different over here. Now we're going to move on. So then this morning, Akiva and Yoni showed me Piskei Rid, and Piskei Rid is Derek Agav. He kind of sounds like he doesn't quote Rashi about the Panim, but the idea we have in the Piskei Rid as well. He's coming from all different place, Lagamri. He's coming from a different kash. He has a kash in the sugya that over here we say we go according to the value of what it's going to be. Right now, betzim it's worth 4. We have to pay 5 because in the Amr Shuk it's going to be worth 5. Yeah. In fact, the place is rid. 1 second. You had the sugya at the end of a maskid. Hi, man. The girls of chavis v'chamra. And then it's worth dalit. Taver shasye misham dalit. If meila, you pay a zuz. Right? Now, if meila, even though it broke, when it was taka worth 4, yeah, it was taka ready the higher price, what do we say? You only pay 4. Right? Taver shasye, say it, then you pay. But you only pay 1. How much does he pay 4? So mail over here, Batsim, when did it break? It broke when it was worth 4. It broke when it was worth the lower price. Right? So what are you going to say? You have to pay the higher price? Because if over there, when it broke, yeah, it broke Batsim with the higher price. But still we say to me, that broke by itself. That's not Mechayimi. But what's Mechayimi is the beginning when it was worth less. You know, right? Which is worth 1. But over here, you actually broke it when it was worth 1. Kitzer, over there we see that you don't go buster. Over there we see you go buster if you broke when it was worth 4, you have to pay 4. But if it even broke by itself when it's worth 4, you don't pay 4. So over here, you broke Kitzer, when you broke it when it was worth. In our case, it was 4, it went up, it goes up. You broke when it's worth 1, let's say, just to keep the numbers the same. You broke when it's worth 1, just because it's going to go up, why should you have to pay? Why should you have to pay more? Says Taisus Rid. There's an afkamina. Because over there, punkt, it went up. Yeah? Over there, punkt, it went up. So it happens to be it went up. Yeah? Punkt, it went up. But so therefore, the fact, therefore, we don't calculate the future rise in price. Lagabe now. There's no shaykhus to now. So therefore, we're done. The fact that punkta went up, okay, so it have to have gone up. That's irrelevant. Yeah. Therefore, we're done what it was. B'shas nechir. Mashiachin over here, he says. Mashiachin over here, he says. Ohacha kivin shadavi yidua shebiyoyim hashuk asida lishvois chamisha v'zer roitze lamtina biyoyim hashuk ki ilu meikare shavi chamisha. So the Pesukei Rid is klar, not like the Gittites. We're not handling over here during the moment. We're not handling Yarmi. He says, since there's a fixed value, right? It's going to go up. B'yayim HaShukah, that is the official price, B'yayim HaShukah. B'yayim HaShukah, it's not confined. And he's planning on selling it then. Good, he doesn't say talk about heaven, he doesn't throw him the in the kud over here. Say it. But the point is, he's saying that since for sure it's gonna go up, Samela, and he's waiting, Samela, that gives it a shuma of now. That makes it the shuma of later, that it has that value now, he says. So it's clear that we're handling a shuma over here, and however we get to that, but in that nekuda, he's like the stifler. I think it's not exactly like the stifler, but the basic shot over here that we're handling a shuma, yeah, that we're handling a shuma, and that we have Gval Garaya from the Pesukei Rid. The Pesukei Rid is very clear that the Yisoid, he doesn't quote Rashi, but he's going with Rashi's Mahal from the Sugya. The Yisoid of the Chiv over here is midin Shuma. That we say that the Shuma of later, the fact that it's going to be worth five, B'yayim HaShukah, that is the Shuma now. And then Mela, I was saying before, over here is just one Shuma. There's only one Shuma. That is the Shuma. So Mela's not again, it's not again to the Sugi before. Not again to the Sugi before.
So why is it?
Now,
why the Shah Yame? It's four.
I don't say any question.
The Gemara says, no?
Let's read the Gemara. I don't really.
Maybe it's reading
about
a second. Okay, Shah Yame, he hasn't given back the Gemara, right?
Don't ask questions until you've thought it out completely. Let's read the Gemara now, okay? Now, the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Firashi, what are we saying over here? So if he gave it back to him before, so fine, then there's nothing to lose. He has what he needs to sell, the Yom HaShukah, so there's no problem with all. So I don't know what you want. But if he gave back to him afterwards, that's where we have the problem. That's him. You owe him five, and you're not giving him, you owe him five, and then because he could have sold it, and you have the sugar. Now, so the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say after that? What does the Gemara say after that? According to Rashi, says Rashi, v'lo'emaron the mahadri lehei. If the guy passed the Yom HaShukah and the guy had wine and he didn't sell it, says Rashi, he wasn't planning on selling it. So Mela, there's no problem with me giving you back a barrel. Why? So what's the insight over here? What's the insight? What's the insight? The hard insight is, if you were saying that this that we say that. For Chandani, yeah, the Shuma is kafi the price in the Yom HaShukah. That's only if you're planning on selling, yeah. Like Rebbe was saying, he took off his chambin he had. It's only planning on selling. Something he's planning on selling, right? Something he's planning on selling, right? Has the shuk value of when a chambin normally sells it. But if when I damaged it from you, it wasn't for sale. It wasn't meant to be sold. It wasn't meant to be sold, and doesn't have that din that it gets the value of later. It gets the value of later because I'm planning on selling it now. I'm planning on selling it then, so it gets the value of then now, right? But I'm not planning on selling it. So Gradi Goli died day. He's Megala Das. They wasn't planning on selling it. If he's Megalanas, he wasn't planning on selling it, then it doesn't get the price of five. It doesn't get the price of five. It don't get the price of five because I'm going to sell it now. I'm going to sell it now. So it has the next year in the shuk, I'm going to sell it. That gives it a price of five now. So man, I have to pay him five. Yeah? But if not, okay, then say it. I damage a barrel of wine of yours, I'll give you back another barrel. But this whole chiddush of Rashi that's considered. It's considered, we consider the value of it fine because the aim of the shuk is fine. That's only when you plan on selling it. That's what Gemara is telling us. If you're not, but over here, we're Megala Das. You're not planning on selling it. You're Megala Das. You're not planning on selling it. Then it doesn't have that, the aim of the shuk. It doesn't have that price. And this is, it's a gain because the Fila Kitzai is. Discussing with Abraham the last couple of days, the Fila Ketzai is better. There's a problem with this Rashi, right? The Fila Ketzai, the whole Chiyuv was, listen carefully. The Fila Ketzai, the whole Chiyuv was Garmi, right? I was Garim you a Hefsid, right? By me damaging a barrel, I was Garim you a Hefsid, right? So, if you had other wine and you didn't sell it, so I wasn't Garim you a Hefsid. Right. Why is Rashi add the Knej Goli Daite that he wasn't planning on selling it? That's not the Nikud. The Nikud is bottom line. The Nikud is bottom line. Like Rashi before Goya Moran, he has to give him Hashda Vade, he had in the Hele. If you would have given it, I would have sold it, right? So as long as he has wine, he didn't say. So we don't say he would have sold it. So I wasn't going to have it. Because it's not bad that you, like Rashi said, it's not bad that you would have sold it. It's not, right? If you had other wine and you didn't sell it, so it means even if you would have had this, my barrel, the barrel that I broke, also who said you would have sold it? No, Rashi says it's bad that I would have sold it, right? Right? What does Rashi say? In the Hajj, hey, held less the Chamas Chamer Lizvina. He doesn't have other wine. The Hashd of Vadai, if I would have had this barrel, I would have sold it, right? So, meaning, the way the Tzai says, Trad is that I was Garim Mahafsid, right? I was the Garmi, Garim, Gramma, Garim Mamas. But if he has other wine, he didn't sell it. So, you can't say, for sure, I would have sold this barrel, and there was a Hafsid over here, right? Rashi doesn't stop by that. Rashi adds a knetch. Rashi says, Goli Daite, that he wasn't planning on selling it. Right? We need the Goli Das. So, the Chayr of Fizeh is good. Because Pshat is Goli Daite, you need the Goli Daite. Pshat is Goli Daite, that this is not for sale. Goli Daite, that this is not for sale. I happen to be a company, and it happened to have wine in my store. But this wine is not meant to be sold in the next Yom of the Shukah. So it doesn't get the Shuma. It doesn't get the Shuma of the Yom of the Shukah. That's a Pshat and Rashi. You have a question?
This Rashi also does really well in the stack, because, yeah, there's two why? Different Shumas for the wine.
No.
There's the one month if I go and sell it in the Shukah, and there's a month if I don't sell it in the Shukah.
No. A wine that's for sale has only one price. It's only if you didn't sell it. That means it's a different wine. This is not wine that's for sale. It happens to be in my store, but it's not wine. It's like could be wine in my house. It's not wine that's for sale. That's the Nakuda. Wine that's for sale has one price. Wine that's for sale has one price. The yom and the sugar. That is the price of wine for sale. It's not wine for sale. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's not wine for sale. That's in the Kud.
When Rashi says for those doesn't mean he didn't sell. It means he didn't put it up for sale. Is that what we're saying?
What?
Those oven, because we're nice customers, or he didn't put it up for sale. That's what was.
No, he wasn't planning on selling. Goli died. He's not planning on selling it.
He had wine.
It's not up for sale. He had wine, and he wasn't planning on selling it. It wasn't for a sale.
Yeah.
The lawyer have a masbin.
Right.
Goli died.
Right.
Not. It was nizgala
right.
That it wouldn't have been sold.
Right.
The lawyer have a masbin. Not that he wouldn't have. He wasn't planning on selling it.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite a step, it would still be the one is sold, the guy that is chemi. The one that was broken.
What?
The barrel that was broken is
no.
Sold. The guy with the chemi. So the guy with the chemi is still.
What do you mean the guy with the chemi?
The guy is bringing it to the chemi. And then it breaks.
So what bring? So what's the. No.
Then it should be worth.
We're talking about that, not Legabre. The whole time we're talking about Legabre Chamveni. What are we talking about?
We're talking about after that. After the fact, if the Baal would have had more wine, then and he didn't sell it, then it wouldn't.
He had other wine, he didn't sell. So obviously, this wine he wouldn't have sold either. What do you want?
The first one was bringing to the Chamveni, and Legabre Chamveni is.
We're talking about the Gabri. What do you mean Legabre? We're talking about Legabre Chamveni. The Chamveni has other wine he didn't sell. So obviously, this wine he wouldn't have sold either. So therefore, there's no wine in it that's worth five. This is Shita's Rashi. This is Shita's Rashi. The Shoinim we have the Iker to all the Shitas. Except there's a couple of mixed breeds over here. Try to put them all together. There's two other Iker Shitas, the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of the Rambam. The Rosh has different pshat and also again. Lefi Rashi, you broke the barrel before the yom of the sukkah. If you pay him back a barrel, you pay him back before the yom of the sukkah. The yom of the sukkah, meaning up until the yom of the sukkah, mahad yulei chavisa. B'shar yomi. He has the gear, so you pay five. He can't get away with just giving him back. Zog the Rosh. The Rosh is like this. What's the Rosh when the Gemara says Le Maran Elo Lehav Lecham Lizvuni? We have the girsa yboyle lizvune. The Rosh has the girsa. Avis the chamizini loy. If the chamizuni loy. Talk the Rosh. So the Rosh learns right off the bat nalag Rashi, and the Rosh learns that the case is that the barrel was broken on yom of the shukah. Okay, where Rashi said that it was even broken before, that wasn't the chiluk here between 4 and 5. The Rosh learns that the case is the barrel is nafka broken b'yayim in the shukah. Di b'shar yayim iloy mishal miyal arba. Shekach hayu dameha b'shas shvira. Avakim in the tavru b'yayim in the shukah. Yadrua b'shar yoimi m'shalom chamsha k'shas aveda avu madrua b'yoimi d'shuka amin olay tiv v'zoven kasher ayisa ayisa. So says the Rosh. First of all, he learns the whole Gemara is talking about that dafka was broken yoimi d'shuka. But if it was broken not in yoimi d'shuka, then avada you pay four, because not like Nisnakud, the Argus and everything we said till now. We don't look at it and say that even not in Yom HaShukah, it has a value of five. And we say no. He doesn't quote that Gemara. That's what he's saying. Everything is totally the Hezek. We touch up how much hezek it is. It's totally where and when you are right now. The time of the hezek. So, Meila, if the hezek took place before the yom shukah, there is no question. You never have to pay four. You never have to pay five. You only pay four because that was the hezek. Finished. End of discussion. The whole sugya is only when the dafka would happen beyond the shukah. Oh. So now, So therefore, Yerim the Shuk. And it means the Hezek was, that's in five. The Yerim the Shuk is worth five. So the Hezek was five. So now, what is the chiluk that we're making? If you pay him back, he's also learning like Rashi, right? The chiluk between four and five is when are you paying back? If you pay back Yerim the Shuk, then, according to Rashi, that meant up until the Yom of the Shulka. According to Rashi, that means Mamash Yom of the Shulka. Any Yom of the Shulka, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that if you pay the Yom of the Shulka, then you can just give him a barrel. Because Yom of the Shulka, the barrel is worth five. But if you pay him on a different day, then you have to pay him. You can't give him a barrel. The barrel's only worth four. You're not paying them the full value of the hezek. Avram, do behind the shulka. Oh, so here, the Rosh is very interesting. And like this, you could have just said, behind the shulka, the value is five. Say it. So I'm shava kesef kesef. Right? So I'm paying him back. I'm paying him back a barrel, it's worth five. Paying him back a barrel, it's worth five. And, the question was asked this morning, maybe even Rashi could be married to this halacha. That, right? Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara that way. Rashi learns it when it says that you pay him, I'm sure you give him a barrel. Rashi learns it means if you pay him before the end of the shukah, so then He has what he had originally, but it could be even time beside the din of shava kesef kesef. I mean, it could be also by the punk you pay him in the yerim of the shukah. You pay him after the yerim of the shukah, after the first yerim of the shukah, so you owe him five, right? Say it. But if I'm paying him punk the yerim of the shukah, maybe I should also be by the that you give him a barrel. That's just technically because shava kesef kesef. So I'm giving you a barrel. When the Rosh says, how does this work? Says the Rosh. Amrin alei tiv v'zavin kasha yisa oisav oisi yam shishiv rasa. So the Rosh doesn't just say, okay, give me a barrel, it's worth five zel, right? He makes it a whole, and throughout the Rosh, there's an element over here of the time of nitan over here. And when the guy pays him yam in the shukah, he has to say, go sell it like you would have sold it on that day that I broke it, was Yom the Shukah. Because why is it worth five? Because you could sell it, right? It's only worth five because you could sell it and make five. So Mela, when I'm paying you Yom the Shukah, so Kilu, I maybe say I don't want to be much shit myself to sell it. So maybe Kilu is not worth five. So the key is there's a tiny benitin over here, and the mazik tells him, one second. But just like you would have, just like why tell me that I damaged you five because it's worth five? Because if you would have sold it, you would have gotten five. Okay, so now also go sell it. You're not worse off than you were then. And that he says that's if you pay back the yom shukah. He pays him not the aim of the shuk. So chayra rosh bavar in 1 second. Maybe the guy can have a taina. Okay, it's wait till next aim of the shuk, and then that'll be worth five. So it's as if I paid you five. So there the rosh. So this I would have said, Saksma Chinik, you owe me five, today it's worth four, get out of my face, you owe me five, you're not giving me five, right? The Rosh doesn't say that. Even there, the Rosh, so I'm saying even the Rosh, that the sugya, the issue of the sugya is, that depending on when you did the hezek, that's kaveya, what the amount of the hezek is, yeah? And then when you pay it back, it's totally when you're paying it back, whether it's going to be shavu kesef kesef, but it doesn't start and stop at that. Because kilu, the guy can have a taina, wait till the yom of the shulka. And the only reason why we don't accept this taina, says the Rosh. Lematzah amalei shmar oisai ad yom hashuk umuchar oisai ki yomar lemois ani tzarich viu loy shevar oisai mechatia vazi yisim mesnaker. I could have had the money. In other words, if you would have asked me, I would have. If I'm writing the Rosh, I would have said. Of course, no one's asking me, but I would have said that. I would have said more simple. Right now, it's not worth five. You owe me five. You the Yom Shukah we established. Yom Shukah the price is five. You owe me five. You give me something which is worth four. What do you mean? Tell me I should wait. It's not the point. You owe me five. You pay me five. You're not paying me five. You're paying me four. And if Louis Tzu, the guy has $100,000 sitting in the bank doing nothing, and he doesn't need the money, yeah? It's going to make a difference? Then we tell him, oh, you should wait because you don't need the money? Or be a nice guy? We're not being nice people over here. Well, what is the halacha? Yeah? What's the halacha? You damage me five, you have to pay me five. You give me something which right now is worth four, zero, you gave me four, you didn't give me five. So, this Rosh is very interesting. That the whole time, the whole way through, it's all with tainus, with the time in it. The whole time in it, and over here, mitzad the tevei and the nitva. He doesn't stop with just saying, okay, you owe me five, and today's not worth five. Zel, no, kibetzim is the taina. He can tell him to wait. Oh, but he said, no, but I don't want to wait. And more than that, he adds, had you not damaged, I would have sold it. Right? Had you not damaged, I would have sold it. And I would have my money now. So, Meila Kilo, the only reason why I'm not going to wait is because I need my money. And had you not damaged, I would have had the money. That's what the whole time we did done. Otherwise, we would say, you know, I owe you five. Okay, so I'm giving you something that will become, it'll be worth five. If not for this, for the tying it back, you'd have to accept it. It's very interesting. It's not like clear cut, boom. You know, what's it worth today? What's it worth tomorrow?
Sounds like it's a combination of the two. It's not just the fact that it was worth five and you broke it.
No.
It's a combination of the two, what it was worth then and what now possibly you could be. I can get four. If it was just that it was worth five when you broke it,
no.
So he'd say, so pay me the five, I don't care what the
okay, so,
but he's not saying that.
I know that, that's my point, I understand.
So I'm saying,
you see in the Rosh that it's not just,
right.
You see the Rosh that it's not just, Stam now it's worth four, that's M. Kilo, the fact that it's going to be worth five, that would have been a taina. In the Rosh, he has to come back with a counter taina. Now it's very interesting, and it's really difficult. There's a bit of a problem here in the Rosh. Because at the end of the Rosh, one more, if we get to the end of the Rosh. Sorry. Yeah, let's get to the end of the Rosh. The end of the Rosh brings down the Gersa. Right, according to the right, brings down Rashi's Gersa. That says, "I cost of his farm." Gersa Cheres. Abul Isle Chamil is Vuni. Okay, I guess I have to say the first draft. I'm not saying another draft. Fine. Then he goes on saying, "How does he explain the Gemara?" The Gemara is Loimar El Isle Chamil. The Zvuni by say Yaim Ashuk Shemachzir Lecham Chavas. Abul Isle Chamra Loi. He has the difficulties, right? We said we have the Gersa in the Gemara Isle Chamra. So we say, right? Islecham is a reason to pater you. The Rosh Vakaret. Islechamra is a reason to mechayev the guy more. The Hainu. According to the Rosh, what are we talking about? That B'yayim the Shuka. Yeah, Yeh Binyamin. You with us? B'yayim Yeshuka. You pay him the barrel because it's worth five. Yeah? Says the Rosh, this that you get away with paying him a barrel, B'yayim the Shuka, is Dafka if he less lechamra, av is lechamra lezvunek shmachzir lekloima it loy. If he has other wine, then you can't pay him. You can't pay him with the wine, even the yom in the shukah. Why? Klima. Lay miftari bechazaras chavis. Elatsrich and litin loy chamsha zuzi. Damalahu im loy shavarta yisi moichra oz. Albiyoim shuk hazeh yesh liyayin limkar. Ben yoch limkar chavizeh. Says the Rosh, again, when it was tying this, that had you not stolen, had you not broken it, then I would have sold it that Yom HaShukah, when the day when you broke it. But now that I didn't have it, I didn't have any wine to sell then. So you owe me five. And now you want to pay back a barrel today because today's Yom HaShukah, it's worth five. One second. It's only worth five because I can sell it. But I have other wine to sell. So you're not helping me by giving me a barrel of wine. I'm also going to sell other wine. I don't need the wine that you're paying me. I'm going to sell other wine. And again, and the knach is that had you not broken it, I would have both. I would have sold that barrel of wine, which you're trying to replace now, I would have sold it then and made my money then. And now, in this Yom HaShukah, I have other wine to sell. So, Meir, again, bite with his tightness, with his tightness, in the time, a lot of time vinitan going on over here. In the time vinitan, he could say, "I'm not mechuyev to take your barrel as worth five because I would have had my cake and eat it too. I would have been able to sell twice, and now I have no use for your wine."
Is that no? That's not true on the first. If he pays back the day that he broke it.
He pays back the day that he broke it, then he can't have any tightness, right? Sure not. That's for sure not. Right. That's for sure. Too many people he's doing afterwards.
Normally, I focus on the Rosh, the Rosh talks about the same day.
When
he says.
Okay. Now, the Rosh goes on, and it brings down the other Gersa. Rosh explains. And Rosh doesn't like it. Alright? Our customer's farm, gives a cheres. That if he has wine, that's a reason to be makel. That's a reason to be makel on the nitva. Vachi prusha. Hadam the mishalmi v'shar yoimi chamsha. K'moy shayis ha'shava. He's applying that girsa even in his own world, right? Even in his world where the damage took place, b'yoyim d'shukah, that was worth five, and the Gemara says that if he doesn't pay yoyim d'shukah, he has to pay chamsha. But that's only true if originally, on the day that he broke it, he didn't have other wine to sell. Like Rashi said, "Loi mishal mi al arba d'amalei baruch hazvuni chamra d'avalach larei loi mechart the kol yayin shayelcha nimtish loi v'sadulcha chamisha zuzi." That's Rashi. He says that within his role, right? Well, the pshat would be he broke the yom HaShukah, it's worth five. But if you had other wine and you didn't sell it, so you see, I wasn't mafsid you. Haraya, you didn't sell it, right? You didn't sell it, so I wasn't mafsid you. Says the Rosh, no, he doesn't like that gersa. He likes the gersa that the opposite. That the yom HaShukah, when you're paying, right? The Lo Yamar is going to the day you're paying, not the day that you're mazik. And the yom HaShukah that you're paying, if he has other wine for carrot, you can't get away with just paying the barrel because you're not doing anything for him. Says the Rosh. Why don't I like Rashi's pshat? Lo Yamar Mechamalkai Mehav Shava Chamsha B'yom HaShukah. Says the Rosh, who cares if I had wine that I didn't sell? Right? Saif kol saif. Saif kol saif. That wine that you damage is worth five. Right? I would sell a different Yamashok. One second, one second. Says the Rosh. I don't like Rashi's chat because even if on that day when he broke the barrel, the guy had other wine that he didn't sell, still. He has to pay five. If he's not paying it, B'yayim Eshok. He has to pay five. Why? Because it's worth five. So the barrel of wine, B'yayim Eshok, is worth five. If I didn't sell it, then I'll sell it a different day. So it's worth five. So, now... So what's, one second. Oh, so before the Rosh said, very interesting. Before the Rosh says that if you're not paying B'yayim Eshok, yeah, you're not paying B'yayim Eshok, right? So how much you have to pay? You have to pay five. He can't say, oh, wait till B'yayim Eshok and then it's worth five and you'll sell it then. Right? The guy says, I need my money now. I did not say I would have had the money. So what are we saying? We don't say that, it has a value, kefi, what will be sold afterwards. Right? But it comes over here that if on the Yom HaShuk itself, yeah, he didn't sell. He had more wine, he didn't sell it. There the Rosh says, one second, it's worth five. All of a sudden it's worth five. When I want to pay you back a barrel of wine, you're going to have to wait until the Yom HaShuk to sell it, that should be worth five. We say, no, one second, right now it's only worth four. Right? Right now it's only worth four. But when it comes, when I damaged it, even though you had other wine, you didn't sell it. So what does the guy say? What does the guy say? So I'm saying, what do you mean? So it wasn't worth, why is it worth five? You didn't sell it. He says, no, there it's worth five. I could sell it next year, I'm sure. Right? Yeah, other one you could have sold. You didn't sell the wine. It means you wouldn't have sold my wine also. Right? Fine. So what does he say? Fine, I wouldn't have sold your wine, Daka. I wouldn't have, that wine that you brought, I would not have sold. But it's worth five. Why is it worth five? Because I could sell it. Next Yom HaShuk. So it's worth five. But when I want to give you back a barrel of wine, not the Yom HaShuk, we don't say that. Oh, it's worth five, you can sell the Yom HaShuk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
because
one's the family tiny, one's the other guy tiny.
Okay. Well, why? What's the difference?
It's different.
The
difference is something that I can sell the Yom HaShuk.
What? What is it?
It's because he can sell the next sukkah, or because you look at what it was in the when he broke it. You broke it was worth five. That's all you. You.
The Rosh doesn't say. Rosh doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. The Rosh says because Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh would say because that's the value. Fine. He doesn't say that. He says because I can sell it afterwards. So it could be the chiluk is, vital because the Rosh Taka snuck in all the time in Itin over there, and when the Rosh said that when I pay you not yayim the shuka, so what I pay you not yayim the shuka says the Rosh that. I tell him I should wait. No, because I'm not mechuyif to wait. Because Hare, you damaged my wine, and had you not damaged my wine, I would have sold it and I would have had the money. So the Rosh is not just saying, Stam, I'm not mechuyev to wait. The Rosh says, in this case, you don't have a taina that I should wait. Right? In this case, you don't have a taina that I should wait. Why? Because had you not broken my barrel of wine, I would have had wine, I would have sold it, and I would have money now. I need money now. That's his taina. So Meila, his taina not to wait is, I need money now, and if not for you, I would have that money now. It's not that Stam we say you're not mechuyev to wait. That we don't look at the potential to become fine. So Meila, when it comes to the bottom, with the Yermi Shuki had all the wine, so there the Rosh says, I said, but mice it's worth five. Even though I didn't sell map, I could sell tomorrow, makes it worth five. There's no stira. Because this that the Rosh said before, that when I want to give it to a non-Yermi Shuki, I say, wait. So there, the Rosh has a whole shtuk of Torah on his taina. Why he's not accepting it as five, right? No, a whole shtuk of Torah. Because first of all, I need the money. Second of all, had you not damaged, I would have the money. That's why I'm equipped away, right? My shaking over there, but even the Rosh is masking the fact that it could be sold yerim the shukah is a reason. That they didn't sell now, it's shayach to say that it has a value of five. When we're assessing the value, we assess the value, you have to pay that it's considered, even though it had other one, it's considered that it's worth five. Now, the Rambam has a third sheet over here, I think to most people. And the Rambam has a very interesting shita. According to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the chilek between paying five, or I'm just confused by making it three and four, but it's time to confuse you, but the Rambam has a whole different idea. Pashtus. Rambam says, "Hasava shav chavishal shal yain lechem v'niv nischay v'shalim." Right? And the Rambam doesn't say when you broke it. Rambam just says, "Yom Hashuk it's four, rest day is three." Pashtus, the simplest lashon of the Rambam is like Nisma. Nisma says, by virtue of fact, the Rambam doesn't say when you broke it. That means it doesn't make a difference when you broke it. Right? Not like the Shach that wants to say, according to the Rambam, you broke before. Yeah? Okay, so let's go the Pashtus, the Sma, that the Rambam does not tell you when it broke, and therefore it doesn't make a difference when it broke. It's not the point. The point is, you broke a barrel of wine. Now, this barrel of wine has two prices. Yom Hashuk it's worth five. Now Yom Hashuk it's worth four. Now, according to the Rambam, the nafka min is that the Gemara, the nafka min that the Gemara makes, that the Yayma, Mahadulei Yom Hashuk and Mahadulei Chavis Dechamra, Mishar Yom Mahadulei five. So Rambam learns that's totally taka when you pay back. If you pay back the yom b'shuka, chayav l'achzik chavish shal yayin or yishal mulei arba. In our Gemara it's five. Bush lo yayin l'yayin limcha b'yom b'shuk, am lo yayin v'chzir lo yishloish. We'll get back to that. Echzir lo b'shar yom v'chzir lo yishloish. So Rambam says, it depends when you pay back. If you pay back yom b'shuka, right? Yeah, it doesn't make a difference what it was when you damaged. That's irrelevant. Totally when you pay. But the Rambam Shita seems to be that how much you have to pay is totally how much it's worth behind the shulchan. But when you pay, how much the barrel is worth, that's what you have to pay. So you have the shulchan that's worth more, either give him a barrel or you give him the amount that the barrel costs. Shank, if you pay, not yaim the shulchan, so then you can pay him less because that's the amount they chayav to pay.
You can pay a barrel each way?
Yeah, of course you can pay a barrel each way. The chiddush is even when yaim the shulchan, you have to pay five, you can still pay a barrel, and the barrel's worth five. And non yaim the shulchan, the chiddush is that you can pay money even less. Now, the Machlefayim in Hilchos Niskeimom and Siman Aleph learns up in this Rambam a big Yisayit. Learns up in this Rambam a big Yisayit that the Yisayit of Mazik. Now again, what the question is, why should it be tolling when you pay, not b'shas ha'hezek? Why is that, how much you have to pay is tolling when you pay it and not when you damage? When you damage, that's kaveya, how much you have to pay. Says Mach Nefrayim, the side of Tashlumi and Ezek is be'etzem to be mashlim the chayfetz. I broke something of yours, so my chiyuv is to replace the chayfetz. Fix it or replace the chayfetz that I broke. Right? The Mela, says the Mach Nefrayim, it's taloi how much it's worth on the day when I pay it back. Because I have to give you enough money, yeah? I have to replace the chayfetz. Or I can give you money, and with the money, you can go replace the chayfetz. The meila, it's telling how much it's worth, b'shas, when I'm coming to pay you. If it's worth five, okay, so either I'll give you the replacement of the chayfetz itself, or I have to give you money that you can replace the chayfetz with that money. So today it costs five. There's not a geya that when I broke it was only worth four. No, when I broke it, I broke a barrel. What's mechayim when I break a barrel? What's mechayim when I break a barrel is to replace a barrel. We'll give you the means to replace the barrel. Mamela, if when I replace the barrel it's worth five, he'll give you a barrel. We'll give you five, which would allow you to replace the barrel. Mashenke, if I'm replacing it when not yom lishulka, and now the barrel wine, the value of the barrel wine is only four. So Mela will have to give you either barrel wine or just give you four, because that's the value. Oh, that's what Mach Nefrayim explains the Rambam. Now, the question is, what's the problem?
Liquidate their assets anytime.
What?
Because if he had kept it till now, it would have gone down in value, therefore I don't have
to. I didn't say that. I never said that. How are you talking about? I said, Machmar is very clear. You have a chiv to replace the object that you broke. Okay? Either that or give him money, the value of the object, because Mali hey Mali the main. Okay? And therefore, if when I pay you back it's worth five, I have to give you either the object or five, which is the value, mali hei mali demei. But if I give it back to you when it's only worth four, so then I have to give you less. I have to replace the object or give you money that could replace the object. And now the amount of money that's needed to replace the object is less. What's your problem?
Because he could have sold it a week ago for a higher price.
What does that do with anything?
So you're
what does that do with anything? That's not grandma. We're not going in Rashi.
Okay. Even in Rashi,
we didn't go against size. We're not going with that. It's grandma that it's a Rebbe. We had 100 svaras. Well, why is it not a taina? Even we said we had the whole stipa. Well, the zomer minyas rebbechol. We had the stipa had to bend over backwards. The miyash the tzais that should be din of garmi and garmi mammon over here. It's minyas rebbech. We had all the whole share about that. The Malkis Chashmei, what was Ach Smechainik? The Malkis Machmaim saying Klara Zach, that the Ged of Achiv Kashlumin of Mazik is to replace the object, or give money that to replace the object. So that's why it depends how much it's worth, Bashas Kashlumin, not how much it's worth, Bashas the Achiv. Now, The problem is, what about the middle of the Rambam over here? Where the Rambam learns the Gemara of Leah Maran. How does Rambam learn the Gemara of Leah Maran? Rambam learns, again, Mechzirim b'yayim ha-shuk, chay v'hachzer chavish o'yayin, Oh, Yisham Olay Arba. Okay, again, Rambam's Arba is Chomish. Vush Leihayla Limkar B'yayim Ashok. Avahayla Limkar, Hayla Yayim Machzir Leishleish. Rambam says, if the guy had all the wine, right, the guy had all the wine, and this Rambam looks like the Rosh, if the guy had all the wine, then you don't have to pay him the higher price. I'm sorry, like Rashi said. If he had wine, like Rashi, not Rashi. Rashi like Stam, that the one is saying that you, if you had all the wine, you're more potter, like Rashi, but not like the Cheshbon Rashi. What did I say again? You come to Yerba Shuk, you have to pay him. Let's say he has all the wine. So then you're only paying three. Why? Why?
This is still marshal him.
One second. Why? You owe him about you damage his barrel of wine. You have to replace the barrel of wine. You have a shuk. How much does the barrel of wine cost? Five.
Only if you sell it.
How much does the barrel of wine cost? Five. After replace your barrel of wine, or give you enough money to replace the barrel of wine. By me giving you, in the Rambam's case, three, I'm not giving you enough money to replace the barrel of wine.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are, because you can't sell it, it's not worth five.
What's that worth anything?
What is it
worth? I have to replace the barrel of wine.
Yeah.
I have to replace the barrel of wine. So, on the Yom HaShuk, it costs five shekels to replace the barrel of wine.
If you can sell it.
What is that with anything? Now, so Chayra.
What's Rebbe's problem?
Then why, according to Machna Frayim, why be Yom in the Shuk? Where it costs $5 for a barrel of wine. And the guy happens to have other wine, so now I don't have to pay him $5. Why? I damage a barrel of wine? I have to replace the barrel of wine? So how can I give him a barrel of wine costs $5? How can I give him four? What? No. Not now. Don't storm out at me, but so Chayra, you have to say. Maybe this would show that, man, I don't know, I don't think so, but I'll say that that the gather is that I have to, it's not some after replace the wine that I damaged, right? Damaged wine, I have to replace the wine, or whatever it takes to replace it. Chat is I have to give him the value of a barrel of wine. I have to pay the value of a barrel of wine. Not have to give a barrel of wine, or money that, the amount of money that he would need to buy a barrel of wine. Because then, even if he has 100,000 barrels of wine, if he wants to buy a barrel of wine, he has to pay five. Elamai, chat is, I owe him the value of a barrel of wine. Okay? Now, beyond the shuk, the value of a barrel of wine is generally five. So here, the knach is, I have to pay him the value of the barrel of wine, of how much the wine is worth to him. And here, the Rambam says that if he has other wine to sell, he's not selling it. So the wine, a barrel of wine to him, the barrel of wine to him is not worth five. Because he has extra wine to sell, he's not selling it. He's not selling it, it's not worth five to him. So Meila says the Rambam, I get away with three.
It's to him, then go back to him.